Just before we start the prayer line, might be somebody here who's never been here before. I don't know who you are, but God knows you. If I've told the truth, let God identify it, whether it's the truth or not. That's the proof of it. If He's raised from the dead, He's the same yesterday and forever. He said in John 14:12, "He that believeth, not he that maketh believe, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also." Is that right? Someone said, "Greater shall you do." That's right. Said, "Well, we preach the gospel, that's greater. Just do the things He done, and that'll prove it to me." See? Then we talk about the greater. I can show you the greater things He's doing now than He did when He was on earth. And that's not just preaching the gospel either. That's in signs and miracles. Not time for it. Just believe, and may the God of heaven who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead and has presented Him here alive to us after 2,000 years, identify this message that is correct. The token's got to be applied. Now, you've got diseases and troubles. Pray. Just sincerely say, "Lord, I believe that You're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and we're told by this minister here that You are with us, present. And I want You to be present with us and identify Yourself." I pray, every one of you. Now, it's up to God to say something. What a time. Oh, man. I wish you could just know something. How you feel when that comes. The whole world belongs to you. Amen. No devil goes to demon. He's a defeated being. My Lord is present. It's all in our hands. Amen. Please be real quiet. Don't walk. Sit still. You in the wheelchairs, Nick, don't think you're helpless. Believe you went through prayer lines and been failed and failed. It wasn't the minister prayed for you failed. It's your faith, and you begin to think you ain't going to do nothing. You believe. Here. Here's this light. Here. Over a little colored lady sitting back here. Standing with her hands up like this. Yeah. He was praying. You believe me to be His prophet? Or His servant? I mustn't say that because it stumbles people so much. You have a fine... Here's a white man, colored woman. Just like it was our Lord and the woman at the well. Two different races. He let them know there's no difference in races. Our colors has nothing to do with it. We're all... We could give each other a blood transfusion. No, God made of one blood all nations. They're having headaches. Tremendous headaches. Then you've got a burden on your heart. That's for that child. And it's oppressed. Exactly. Is that true? That's right. This lady sitting over from you there, she seems to be identified with you, which is your mother. That's right. And she's got something wrong with her. Do you believe me, lady? You do? Your trouble is a hurting in your side. That's right. It's your right side that hurts. Is that right? Raise up your hand if that's right. It ain't going to bother you no more. You believe if God can tell me who you are? Miss Lowell. Correct? All right. Go on your way. Lord Jesus gives you a request. Right out at the end of there's another little colored lady sitting looking at just like the tore her to pieces. She's looking at that and she believes it. I saw she see that thing right there by her. She's suffering with kidney trouble. That's right. It's all over now. He's healed.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you believe?
Praise God. Thank you,
Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe that? Look at the colored people. Where's your faith at, white folks? There's a colored lady sitting right here looking at it, kind of a large lady. She's got trouble with her knee. Mm-hmm. She's also got trouble. She's got heart trouble. Yeah, it's got weakness, flutters, and things like that. Especially when you're trying to lay down, smother. That happened last night. Remember. I'm not reading your mind, but I know what you prayed about. You wanted to be called to this today, and He's answered for you. Now, you also can't hardly get up because you got arthritis. That is right. And then another thing, you've got a stomach trouble, which is a growth inside the stomach. That is true. Now, do you believe me to be his prophet? I'll say it anyhow. Believe in you, you'll be made well. What about your stomach trouble? Do you believe that God has healed your stomach trouble sitting there too? You believe it? All right, then you can have your healing of your stomach. Amen. Don't quit smoking there, lady. Don't believe God will make you quit smoking? Been trying for a long time. You got stomach trouble also. Been trying to quit cigarettes. That's what's making your stomach trouble. Will you give them up? I resent them from you in the name of Jesus Christ because of your faith to touch you. I challenge you to believe God. There's a little woman sitting there praying for her a loved one in a hospital dying with cancer. Right. It's an uncle. That's right. You're a minister's wife. You believe with all your heart, the man will get well. I challenge you to believe God. What is that? The identification of Jesus Christ. You say, what is that? He's the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is sharper than the two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Can't you see the Word has come among us in the last days? It's the Holy Spirit taking the Word of God and identifying Jesus Christ, which is the token. Amen. Do you believe? How many of you got prayer cards? Let all on this side got prayer cards stand up in this line over here. All on that side, just that side. Stand out here now. No, just on the right-hand aisle, please. Right there. Ushers, get to your place. Then when they get through, let the others all stand up after they come through, then vice versa at the other side. I let everybody be ready. The Holy Spirit took over the meeting, so there's nothing said and done to prove. How many believes he's here? How many believes that's the token? How many believes it's the Word? Look, how many knows that the book of Hebrews says that the Word of God discerns the thoughts that's in the heart? How many knows that? How many knows that that's the reason Jesus could discern the thoughts in their heart? Because he was the Word. How many believes that? How many believes that that's what was with prophets? They were who the Word come to. Now, if the Word returns to us, won't it do the same? Then how can the Word that identifies the Word be wrong by the Word? Reverend. Hey, this lady sitting here. She's got something on her heart, too. I just happened to turn around and catch it. Mrs. Grant. I never knew that. But you are Mrs. Grant because I see you with me. You got a nervousness that's bothering you. You got your son's got something other. It's blood, like dripping. I challenge you to believe it. Amen. He is the master of the situation. He's the master of death. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, while your presence is anointing us here in this building, and we are aware this is the Holy Ghost, I pray, Lord, that you'll heal every person that wears these handkerchiefs. One time we were taught in the Bible that your people right in the line of duty was crossing the Red Sea, and the sea got in their way on their road to the Promised Land. God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes, and the sea got scared, moved back, and Israel went on to the Promised Land, right in the line of duty. Oh, Lord God, let your eyes look through the blood of Jesus Christ down into this token here that we're holding over these handkerchiefs today, and may everybody that wears this, may the sickness get scared. May it move back and let your people cross to the promise of good health. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. Amen. How many believing Methodist preachers are here? Baptist preachers, Presbyterian preachers, Baptist preachers, Lutheran or Pentecostals. How many of you believe this to be the truth? Come here and stand by me while we pray for the sick man. Come up here, all you preachers that believe. All right. Brother Grant, that's all right. Come down here, brother. Brother Grant's got a ministry of praying for the sick. A gallant man, a good man. A man that God hears and answers prayer for. Brother Grant, I'm happy to put my arm around him today and say that. My brother. Now, he's going to be down here praying with me. When you come through this line, just like he was coming beneath the cross, brother, make a double line right here. Right here. Make a double line. Some up here, some down there. Brother Roy Borders, where are you at? Brother Roy Borders, I thought he was here. Looky here at the ministers, would you? Look at there. That makes me feel good, brother.
Hallelujah.
Ministers of the cross. Man who's standing up here to identify himself with the message.
Yes, amen.
What can happen? Now look, don't lay it on to the ministers now. They've come to identify themselves. When you pass through here, hold the token before you. Lord Jesus, I've confessed my sins. In return, you have given me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I am a purchased product. Sin, sickness, or nothing can hold me from here on. I'm moving right. Hold that. Oh, before you pass through here, God will heal you to go out of here rejoicing, happy, be well. Do you believe it? Now, each person in here, let's bow our heads, brethren, while together. We don't know what's going to happen. We just don't know. There's not any reason for any sick person to leave the ceiling this afternoon. Hold that token in your heart. Pass right through this prayer line where ministers who's consecrated their lives to the service is going to stand here laying hands upon you as you pass through. You say, what'd you do that for, Brother Branham? I want you, everyone, to know that it's just I'm not the healer. These men have just as much right to pray for the sick as anybody else. Frankly, I believe God would answer their prayers before He would mine. I'm tired and wore out and everything. I believe He'd answer their prayers. And here they stand right in the midst of it to identify themselves. Not ashamed. Take your place.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate a man like that. Now, brethren, I know your feeling. I'm one with you. I'm the one that's weaved my net with you out here in Texas to try to catch every one of them fish that God's ordained to life out there. I'm doing my very best. I'm with you 100%. Sometimes I scold and holler about organization things. That don't mean I'm against you, my brother. I mean I'm against the system that would separate us from being brothers because of some religious doctrine. We are brothers by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We hold the same token. We receive the same blood. So let's believe that. We can meet there, can't we, brother? Every one of us under the blood. Now, I was ordained a Baptist. Maybe you're a Methodist or Lutheran or Presbyterian. Pentecostal oneness, two-ness, three-ness, or whatever you have, Church of God. Whatever. That don't make any difference. We can't agree upon them little things. Let's forget about it then. Something we can agree upon is Jesus Christ, our Savior, died for our sins, rose again, and give us a token. We're standing here with our prayers to hold over these sick brothers and sisters that pass through this line. I'm going to believe it with all my heart. I've seen something happen right then. Hey, amen. I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm feeling good crazy. I just hope I can stay this way. Yes, sir. I just feel wonderful this way. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I'm walking off this platform down here to identify myself with these brothers. I'm identifying myself with them as we all are holding our tokens in our hands and in our hearts as we obey your command to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. May every person passing through here present their token that they have received the Holy Ghost, that they are a born-again child of God, that they believe it with all their heart, and as they pass through, may they curse that disease and affliction of their body, and may they go out of here rejoicing, knowing that their faith has made them whole. Lord God, as we laid in the Old Testament our hands upon the sacrifice to identify ourselves with the sacrifice, we lay our hands upon Jesus and identified ourselves with Him. He laid His hands upon us now in the ministry, identifying Himself with us for signs and wonders, and we are laying our hands upon the sick to identify ourselves with them, with our faith connected with them. Sickness has to go. May it do it in the name of Jesus Christ as we walk down here to receive it. Let all the congregation pray. Roy, or somebody from here, stand with this microphone and keep the line straight. Look, as you pass through here now, come believing, come praying. We're just going to lay hands on the sick. Come right through, pray. When you pass through the line of this ministry, if you're walking on crutches, lay them down and walk away. If you've had cancer, sickness, say, the doctor's done all he can do, he's done all he could, and he said, I have to die. I'm not going to die. Here's my token, Lord. You promised me a 70. I'm going right through here to see. Do that. Will you do it? In Jesus' name, may it be so. Amen. All right.
Only believe.
Hang it with me.
Now, if I have spoke the truth and told you that these things are supposed to be, and here it is in the Bible, that this is the hour. You might have been taught in another school. So was the Pharisees. But the Bible said in that day, a virgin shall conceive. She did. He said the characteristics of the Messiah would be thus. It was. But they didn't believe it. That didn't stop him from going right on just the same. Same as it is now. We're living in the last hours of the last day. Science says it's 3 minutes till midnight. I think it's later than that now. Most any time. Communism has wormed the country, and preachers are gone after communism instead of Christ. It just looks like God trying to condemn that. Why not see the hour we're living in? Communism, we ain't got... My. And I ain't afraid of communism. It's the coming of the Lord. It's going to catch you unprepared is what it is to the church. Now, let everybody, let all America turn to God and watch what happens to communism. You have to find the disease and then get the cure. Now, everybody reverent, please don't move around. Now, how many out there that does not have a prayer card and you want God to heal you, just raise your hand. Say, I'm bleeding. No matter where you are. Now, look, I think this is a lie. All right? If you have, can you hear me back here? All right. Now you watch it, Brother Roy. Now, one word from God will mean more than all I could say. Now, it's looking from here, it's hard. It's always was. See, the lights are right in your face, and it's kind of hard to see out there, to see the people. And I don't know, I can't see one person, actually, that I can see now that I know. How many of you strangers to me raise up your hand, know that I don't know nothing about you? I guess it's everywhere. How many of the prayer line knows I know nothing about you? Raise your hands. All along the prayer line there. If you can hear me, raise up your hands if I'm a stranger. Everyone. Now, what is he? He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. That woman had touched his garment. She might not have had a prayer card either. But she touched him. And when she did, something happened. Now, you touch the same way. Touch him. How many knows that Hebrews, the 4th chapter, says that he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? How many know it? Well, would he display his same characteristic? If he's the same yesterday and forever, he would. All right? Now, is this the... Brother Perry, you bring him to me. Now, I want everyone to be real reverent. Right here, just right here, sister. Now, can you hear me? Now, I don't know, you watch everyone who's on the engineer there, because I don't know how... A vision. Now, remember, I'm not no Messiah. I'm no Christ. But he is here. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. He's here. He's keeping his word. Now, if this woman's sick, I don't know. I don't know her. She's older than I. We probably born years apart and miles apart, and it's the first time we meet. Now, that's just like our Lord met a woman in St. John 4. I'm trying to make it so clear you can't keep from seeing it. Then at the judgment bar, there's no blood on my hands at that day. Now, Jesus promised that in the last days, this would take place again. As we go through the week, you'll find out. It's a promise. I do not know the lady. This is a man and a woman meeting for the first time. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, or somebody else, or what you're doing, or what's wrong with you, or what you have done, if it's finances, domestic, whatever it is, it'll have to come from some supernatural power, because I don't know you. I'm a witness to that. It has to come through a supernatural power. Now, you can play like the Pharisees. Say it's around the other side of the Lord. You can play like the Pharisees and say it's an evil spirit, which many do. That's between you and God then. Then you have their reward. But if you say it's of God, then you have his reward. Now, that's better. Thank you. Now, just look at me just a minute. Jesus said, as Peter and John passed through a gate called Beulah, said, look on me. I do not know you. And now, if the Holy Spirit, somebody besides me, will come and reveal what's in your heart, then the Bible said the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's exactly what the Bible says. Now, that reveals then the secret of the heart. Now, that would be the characteristic of God, the Word, made manifest in this day. How many believe that? Now, you see what it is? Now, I've preached it, told you about it, but is it true? That's the next thing. Now, if it's true, every one of you, if it isn't true, she'll know it. Certainly. She'll know it. You'll know it too. But if it isn't true, then I've witnessed wrong of Christ. If it is true, each one of you should give your hearts to Him, should believe Him with all your heart, and reach up and accept Him for whatever you have need of.
Amen.
That's true. Now, may the Holy Spirit identify Himself in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I have no idea what you're there for. You just look like a nice-looking, motherly-like woman standing there, and that's all I know about you. But the Holy Spirit can reveal what you're here for, what your trouble is, or something. You'll know whether it's the truth or not. Now, what it is you want prayer for is something like the muscles in your face. It's neuralgia, like in your face. Now, if that's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Now, you might say, he just guessed that. She's a fine person. Just look here just a minute, sister. I don't know what he told you, but whatever it was true. You're witness of that. That's right.
For 20 years.
You believe that God will heal you for that? Now, you know it's His presence. There's something here that knows you. Something like Jesus said to the woman. He knows where her trouble was. Now, He knows where your trouble was. And it seems like that you're a burden for somebody else. It's a man. It's your husband. He's your also, right? And you believe that God can reveal your husband's trouble to me? He's a real sick man. He has complications. One thing that's bothering him is heart trouble. He has a heart trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand. He also has a hernia. That's right. Is that right? He has real nervous. He has real nervous. That's true, isn't it? If Jesus will reveal to me, He told Peter who He was, if He'll reveal to me who you are, will you believe it's Him? You're not from here. You've come from the east of here. You're from Louisiana. That's right. And your name is Mrs. Coleman. Return home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Your faith does your healing. Do you believe with all your heart? Jesus Christ identifying Himself in His resurrection. You see what I mean? Now, anybody that's got a normal mind knows that no human being can do that. Now, you out there, you say to God like this, I know the man doesn't know me, so I'm going to pray for something. Lord, can I touch your garment? If it is, then you identify yourself in your resurrection. Turn, let me touch you, and then you speak through Him to me. See what happens. Just try. How do you do, sir? Would you come this way just a little closer? There's people back behind you there, see it. Everything now, it's your ever spirit, just like a throb. You catch it. Also, know they're thinking, and you get all mixed up. Do you believe me to be His servant? You believe that Christ could reveal to me what you're here for? Remember, we're going to meet at the judgment bar someday and give an account for this tonight. You aware of that? Your trouble, one of them is in your back. You have many troubles. You have a back trouble. And your eyes are going. You have eye trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, you also are doing something you want to get away from. Is all right to say it? You want to quit that smoking? And
praise the Lord.
And another thing, do you feel that that's been the thing that's hindered you from receiving the Holy Ghost? Now, you want to receive the Holy Ghost. That's a desire in your heart. That's right. Wave your hands like this. Well, it's left you now. Go receive the Holy Ghost and be healed in the name of God. You believe? Please be real reverent. We're getting real late. Just set still just a moment. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. The Lord Jesus knows us both. Now, don't be afraid. See, you're kind of... See, just relax. It's His presence. See, that's it. It's His presence. Now, you have a real strange feeling. Kind of a sweet, humble-like feeling. See, now, standing in the presence of a man would make you feel that way. How many ever seen that light, that pillar of light, fire? It's taken right here in Texas, first time. Second time, it's hanging right to the woman. See, in this dimension now, I wish you would just, if you just see, when you're stopping, moving, that's what does it. See, tomorrow night we'll have this prayer line by 9 o'clock. See, I'm keeping you too long. Let's take this one woman then. Just a minute. You believe? Sitting there? Yes? For that weakness you're bothered with? That's what's wrong. See, what did she touch? I don't know the woman. She touched the high priest. Now see, I had my back to her, just as it did in Abraham's time. Here, look this way, sister, just a minute. You seem to have a burden on your heart. It is. It's your daughter back there. She's got trouble with her ears. That's right. You believe now with all your heart? All right, just believe now. She'll get well. See what I mean? If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
Do you believe? There's a little lady who's tucked her hand down back there. She's looking right at me. She's suffering with diabetes. Do you believe that God will heal that diabetes? Set him in there. All right. You have what you ask for, then. Just believe. Lady over there from you has got colon trouble and bladder trouble. Do you believe that God will heal that? Make that well? All right. You can have what you ask for. Little lady there. See, now look, just ask her something real sweet struck her. See, her faith, that's what's doing it. It's not me. It's God.
Amen.
There. There's a man sitting right here on the end. He's got bronchial trouble. This elderly man sitting right here looking at me. You believe that God will heal that, sir? That one sitting next to you is suffering with an infection in her body. That's right, sister. Wave your handkerchief if that's right. All right, you all lay hands on one another. Believe with all your hearts, father and daughter, so why not? Lay your hands on one another and believe with all your heart. Jesus make you well. I challenge your faith to believe it. The lady sitting right behind him there is suffering with a stomach trouble. You believe God will make you well, lady? That's your trouble. That's right, stand up on your feet so the people can see. See? Who are they touching out there? Say, I'm not mistaken, there's your mother sitting next to you here. She has an infection in her bowels. You believe that God will heal that lady? Stand up also and be healed. Believe! He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He identifies himself. You believe me to be his prophet or a servant? That stumbles the people, say, well, they don't understand. Look here. You believe with all your heart? You're suffering with an extreme nervousness. You believe, I can tell you what caused it? You had an automobile accident. That's right. That's right. Automobile wreck, and it's hurt your back and one, your shoulder. Is that right? It's going to leave you now. Just a time of life. Also, it's bothering it, agitating it, but you're going to be all right. Go believe with all your heart. Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe. Amen. You believe? You believe he can heal arthritis? Well, just keep on walking and he'll make you well. How many believes with all your heart? Say, I truly do believe with all my heart. If thou canst believe. You believe he heals diabetes and makes people well with sugar diabetes? Heals them? You believe?
Amen.
Just keep on walking. Say, Lord, I thank you for it.
Hallelujah.
Believe with all your heart and you shall be healed. How many believes out there now with all your heart? Don't see you're moving around. You're disturbing it, friends. I'll tell you. How many believes? Just raise up your hand and say, I believe with all my heart. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. Now, if Jesus has kept his word and believes that, and has proved it to you, Jesus also said this, his last commission to his church, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, how many believes? He said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that promise? Then lay your hands on somebody next to you.
Amen.
If he doesn't heal you, you'll die. You're shattered. But Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe it? Put your hand. Go ahead and believe now and you'll get well. Come, lady. You believe that God will heal that TB and diabetes, make you well? Take heart. Go believe with all your heart and be well. Praying. Are you praying one for another? Lay your hands on one another. Let's just pray all together. Everybody lay your hands on one another. It's getting late. Put your hands on one another and let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are sure that God identifies himself among his people.
His characteristics as the same yesterday, today, and forever manifest themselves. O Lord God, you who made the promise of the Word, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. These people has confessed to be believers, the believers in the resurrected Jesus, who is identifying himself now by same characteristic that he was when he was here on earth, making the Scriptures positive truth that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord Jesus, with these believers with their hands on each other, in the divine presence of the resurrected, identified Son of God, who is made flesh among us again tonight in the flesh of his believers, I command every unclean spirit, every sickness and disease to depart out of these people as these believers have their hands on one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so.
Hallelujah.
All that will believe your healing now, that believes that right now in the identified presence of the resurrected Son of God, that you believe that you have your request given to you, and will identify the same thing, stand on your feet and say, I accept it with all my heart. Stand up, everybody, in the presence of Jesus Christ that will believe. Praise Him. Give Him praise and glory. Just raise up your hands and give Him thanks. God will confirm every promise that He made.
God. Now, if somebody thinks a gift is a great big knife, God gave you a gift and you take it and slice it and do what? You've got the wrong conception of a gift. A gift is knowing how to get yourself out of the way and let God do what He wants to do. See? It's knowing how to relax yourself that God can use you in the way that He wants to. Get yourself out of the way. See? I don't know none of these people. Don't know this person here? Here's a lady standing here. She looks about like a precious one that just passed on to glory recently. Wouldn't I be a horrible thing if my mother could look from glory and I think I'd come here to deceive a poor person like that? What objective would I have? I'd be insane. I'm here to try to help you. And the only thing I can do is just do what I'm commissioned to do. I can't make people believe. I can't make no one believe. I'm not a theologian. I don't call myself a preacher. See? Because I have no education. A preacher today is somebody who's got a bachelor of art and doctor's degree. Well, I don't know what them things are. Somebody asked me the other day, said, you don't use your nouns and pronouns, right? I said, I don't know what they are. I didn't know what a noun was or a pronoun. I couldn't tell you to save my life. The difference between a noun and a pronoun. I can't tell you. But one thing I know Him. And the power of His resurrection, that's all I care about. Him is the one I want to know. To know Him is life, and that's what I'm after. Life to live. That's what you're here for. Life to live. Now, ladies, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something that you have done, something that you ought not have done, something that you're here for, like He did the woman, told her what was wrong with her. Maybe tell what's wrong with you, if there is. Then you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You'll be witness to that. Would that make you know that something had to come from somewhere? It couldn't be natural. It had to be supernatural. Would it cause you to believe that this word that is said, it be God interpreted His own word, then that be God vindicated? Will He always be the same? Real reverend. I remember. Be real reverend. You say you're stalling, Brother Branham? Yes, certainly. I don't know the woman. It's got to take something else. The angel of the Lord, the Holy Spirit itself, that pillar of fire that led the children through Israel through the wilderness. See, when He was there, He was Jesus. Moses seen the approach of Christ's greater riches than that of Egypt. He forsook Him. When Jesus was here on earth, He said, I come to God and go to God. He died, buried, rose, ascended up, and Saul, on his road down to Damascus, was struck down by that same light. And that Jew would have never called some freak light Lord. He said, Lord, who are you? He knew that was the Lord that led His people through the wilderness. He said, I'm Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that same light is among us. Then it vindicates itself by producing what it did there. Now, if He will do that, that'll make us believe and be happy in Him. May He grant. You are just getting you to say something. See, when you when you get yourself away, it lifts way up, and just any word you say, anything, see, you're a human being, got a spirit. And whatever that spirit is, it knows it. See, I can see just what it is and which way you're going there, but that's a gift of God. That's what he just said to the woman. Same thing. Exactly the same thing. Now, you are here because you're in behalf of somebody else. You're wanting prayer for somebody else, and that somebody else is in the hospital. And it's tuberculosis. That's your husband. That's right. And another thing I see, he's shattered to death. He's a dark spirit over him because he isn't a Christian. That's right, isn't that true? He isn't a Christian. He's shattered to death. And you're interested that he does receive Christ. Now see, you've had some trouble too, or they're expecting you to have TB or something. Maybe you had an x-ray or something. They just x-rayed you for TB. That's right, isn't it? Now will you go to believe with all your heart? Now just as you have believed, whatever you believe this was now, that knows it, just as you believe it, go to him. Tell him what's happened here. Maybe that dark spirit will leave. You'll be saved. Then you'll get up and come home. Believe with all your heart.
God bless you.
You believe? That you can judge it whatever you wish to. It's up to you. How do you do that? I suppose we're strangers to one another. But you believe that God could reveal to me your troubles? And if he would, it would cause you to believe? Greatly would. You believe that's in the field. No? You're here standing for somebody else too. It's your husband. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus can reveal to me what is wrong with your husband? Do you believe it? He has a hernia. That's right. And there's a child here that has an affliction that you're praying for too. Do you believe that that will happen too? All right, you believe with all your heart now, just as you have believed, so be it. See, I can't heal. I can only pronounce, see, what I see. And you believe with all your heart, you'll be the way you have believed. You believe it, and the Lord bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, don't doubt. Have faith. It's just real reverent. Now, if you start, don't start moving around. See, you're sitting real nice. Stay like that and listen for a few minutes. How do you do this? I don't know you. We're strangers to each other. But we've got to meet at the judgment bar of Christ and answer for our hearing here tonight. You believe that, don't you? Yes, sir. I just watch a light. It's anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now you're suffering with your stomach. Your stomach's bothering you. That's right. And you've got something you're trying to get rid of, a habit. That's really what's causing your stomach. It'll go to cancer pretty soon if you don't stop it. Smoking. You believe that God will take it away from you and make you well? You will? You believe if I lay hands up on you while this is something that you know seems mysterious to you, but that anointing of Christ, without asking to take that thing away from you and make you well, you can lay her down and walk away. You believe that? Come here. Come here. Satan, upon the basis of our faith, the presence of Jesus Christ who triumphed over you and all your kind, I charge this devil that's sending this man to a premature grave with them cigarettes, come out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, go now. Be over. Live like you should. Do you believe? He believes. How you do? Not a friendly looking lady. You believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. You believe me to be his servant. The reason I say that, when you ever read my book, it's in there, if you can get the people to believe you. See, that's the meaning. You've got to believe. You just no other way to approach God than through a gift of the belief. And Martha said, I believe that you're the Son of God. If you'd been here, my brother would not have died. See, she approached it right when she had a right to fuss at him about my coming, but she didn't do it. She come with reverence. She got what she asked for. Now, do you believe that? God is present, knows all things. Do you believe that He's able to reveal to you the things that's wrong with you? The trouble is in the stomach. You have complications, many things wrong. And you've got complications that's a growth that's in the stomach. That's right. All right? But sweetly, you go on back down. Believe with all your heart, you will be well. Train my culture in. He knows you too. How do you do? Now, you got a lady trouble. And that shows that it's in the ovaries. And it's a cyst in the ovaries. You believe in Jesus Christ to remove that sin? I'll say what happened to my wife. When you heard the testimony, what can yours be like hers? Okay, can you be that way? Can you just leave her? Look here, everybody. Yours is the lady's trouble too, female disorder. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is present to make you well and heal you? And you believe that it'll all be gone, all over with, and you'll get well and live a normal life? Go believe it. You'll see that way. You believe that God can heal sugar diabetes too, make you well? All right, just keep on walking across the platform, and I believe it. And you'll get over it. You can believe it. The blood transfusion of Calvary will make it so. As something happened in the audience, I didn't get it just right. A lady sitting right here looking at me, suffering with stomach trouble. You believe that Jesus Christ makes you well? Right next to her is a lady who's got a heart trouble right back there, right behind the dark looking hat on. The heart trouble, you had it too. You did have it. See, I said you had it. You're both free now. Jesus Christ says you both have it. All right, go on the road. That takes proof of the Bible. At your age, you have complications, many things wrong, but one of the main things you want to pray for is your heart too. You believe He'll make you well from that heart trouble and heal you? All right, go believe me. And thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You have ever healed. I'm nervous, this has bothered him a long time, getting him a prostate, getting up at night. But one of the main things you have is this diabetes. You believe that God can heal you of that and make you well? Just keep moving on and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart. God can heal any kind of blood disease, any or anything else. Do you believe that? All right, just go on and I'll make you well. Believe it. How do you do? I see you trying to get up from the bed real slow. Arthritis just about got you. You believe that He's going to leave you tonight and you're going to be well? Just keep walking across the platform, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, and believe with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Let Him go ahead. He's healed anyhow. Come. You believe the Lord Jesus can heal stomach trouble and make you well and send you home to eat? Go ahead and believe it. Jesus Christ will make you well. Come, lady. You believe that back trouble, kidney trouble, things will leave you as you go across, just keep moving, cannot keep your Lord Jesus. What do you all think? Has this done anything to your eyes for the day? You believe with all your hearts? Just look over there with the people. Now you in the audience. You believe. See what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, if He's still the Son of God. Now, those people going sitting in, they're all happy. Looking to one another, rejoicing, telling one another about what great things the Lord has done. Little lady sitting here, suffering with a back trouble, sitting right here, with a gray looking hair, know the lady behind you. You touched something, didn't you? You know it wasn't me, it was him, the high priest. You believe with all your heart? that your back won't bother you no more? Would you like to lay them cigarettes down and say, I'll never pick them up?
Prove it to us that the Holy Spirit, that the world cannot kill, that you kill Jesus when he was in flesh, you put him to death, but now he's raised in a glorified condition, he can never be killed no more. And he said, a little while and the world won't see me no more. Yet ye, the predestinated, the ones that ordained the eternal life, the church, the bride, ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the consummation. The things that I do shall you do also. All these promises he made. Now, I know when he was here on earth, God was in him. He was God. He was the fullness of God. He was all the Word of God made manifest. And the Bible is still God, the Word, and is some of the revelation yet to be revealed. And he said in the last days, when the world become like Sodom again, the Son of Man would be revealed, and the sign of Sodom would return. Then the voice would call back the people, those who are ordained to life. We know when he was here, there were millions of people on the earth that never knew he was here. No reason to know. He come to those who were predestinated to see him. Now you pray. Now be real quiet. Don't move. Wherever you are, balconies, on the lower floors, wherever you are, don't move. You sit real still and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, the Bible said in Hebrews 4 that you are right now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And we see you on earth. When you were here on earth, a little woman one time touched your garment, and you turned around and said, who touched me? She hid herself. But yet her faith was identified. Jesus told her that about her blood issue and said her faith had saved you. Now, he's that same high priest. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he'll have to act in the same way if you touch him. And what does that do then? There has to be human flesh on earth to speak his voice. I am the vine, you're the branches. There's no way of getting around it, friends. It's just scripture, it's the truth. You ministers, read that back there. Now, out there, just be real reverent and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment. And you see, the closest one to me is 20 feet or more. I don't know a soul out there. I can't even see nobody that I really know tonight sitting here except Pat Tyler sitting here in front of a friend of mine. There's people on cots, stretchers. We seen a stretcher case open up last night. A man got up and walked away. Why can't you all tonight? Just believe. That's all you have to do. His presence will do it. Here he is. You're going to have to stand by him to raise you up for the last day. Now, you that believe and think it's your praying to you, just look this way now. As Peter and John said, look on us. And they looked earnestly. The man did, expecting to see something. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Now, healing have I none, but such as I have, a gift from God, give I you. If you'll just believe it, God will work it. I'm only asking you to believe it. Such as I have, I'll give you. If you believe it, God will work it. Just try it. Here it is right now. Amen. Like that. There's a lady sitting right here. She's kind of heavy set, sitting right here on the end. You have a prayer card, lady. Kind of a heavy set. You don't have a, right here. You don't have a prayer card? Yes. You don't have a prayer card? You believe anyhow? You don't need a prayer card if you believe. There's a rebound in the voice. That's the reason it's hard to call people like this. But try to listen to them as close as you can now. I don't know you. You have no prayer card. Therefore, you'll not be on the platform. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe that what? It would be the same thing just like he revealed to the woman what her trouble was, the woman at the well, Sarah, what she said, and so forth. You believe that? You believe that it would be all right? You're suffering with a blood condition. Something wrong with your blood. If that's right, raise up your hand. Good. All right? You don't have it now. It turns right over you. Jesus Christ is honored you. Now, I've never seen a woman in my life. Now, what is that? It's got to be spirit. Now, you can say like the Pharisees, that's the devil. Well, you get their reward. You say it's Christ, you get the reward of Christ. I believe that it's the Word being identified in these last days. Not me. Here's another little lady sitting right down here. She's suffering with varicose veins in her legs. She has complications. She has heart trouble. She's praying for a loved one that's a brother. She's weeping now. She's in contact. That brother is very seriously. It's a diabetic case. And also he has another shadow. He's a sinner. And you're praying for him. That's right. Miss Walton, if you believe with all your heart, God will do it for you. You believe it? That's your name.
Praise the Lord.
Now, is that any more than what Jesus said to Simon?
Yes.
Your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. Just have faith. Don't doubt it. Believe it with all your heart. If you believe it, God will bring it to pass. If you can just... Here. Here's a little lady sitting right over here looking right at me here. She's kind of got red hair. Her hair's pulled back. Can't you see that light kind of amber circling around over the woman? She knows it's happening right now. Of course, she feels it. It's supposed to her. She can't help from feeling it. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. That's it. Now, I'm a total stranger to you. I don't know nothing about you. But you were sitting there praying. That's right. Wave your hand right there. Now, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, which He is, a high priest sitting at the right hand of God, and I'm just standing here by a gift with myself out of human reasoning, not thinking on my own, or way to relax my own mind and thinking and just let God move in, and you believe that He, and me, God knows I don't know you, and you know the same. So if the God will reveal to me your trouble, or something you're waiting for, or wanting, or something more, you believe that God will can do that? You've got trouble with your back. That's one of the things you're praying for. And you got trouble with your eyes. You believe that God will heal them and make them well? You do? You do. You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Hallman, you believe it for your heart now? You can have what you ask for. You believe? Here's an elderly woman sitting a little ways behind her there. She's praying also. She has diabetes. I hope she don't miss this. It's right over. She's 28. Just a minute. May the Lord help me. Her, as she called it. All right? I see when she is in contact. She isn't from here. She's from Louisiana. Her city is a place called Singer, Louisiana. And she's suffering with diabetes. Her name is Mrs. Doyle. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right? I'm a total stranger to her. I never see her in my life. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knows all about you. There's a lady sitting back there in the same city, a place called Singer. She's suffering with high blood pressure, and her name is Clark. You believe, Mrs. Clark? All right, you can have what you ask for. You believe? There's a sign. Listen at the voice. Repent. Get back to God as quick as you can. Jesus Christ is here in the power of His resurrection. A wicked and an adulterous generation receives the sign of Jesus Christ living among people. He couldn't do that just with me. It's got to be you too. The woman had to touch His garment. You had to touch His garment. We're just instruments. Do you believe with all your heart? Now, if you believe it, how many believe it? Raise your hands like this. I truly believe it. Now, if you believe it, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Now, it's late. We haven't time. We're 25 minutes now till 10. Will you just lay your hands over on one another then and just do as I tell you now? Just put your hands on one another. Now, you know upstairs there where you're at. Now, you know as well as anything now, after the scripture being preached and clearly identified all the way across the building, I see another one right now. See? Another one right here. Prostate trouble. Lady with TB. It's just everywhere now. But it weakens you. What more?
See, 50, sometimes there is that. You want to see 70 the next time. Jesus did that one time at Sychar, and the whole city believed on him.
Yes.
They were watching for the Messiah. The Messiah is here. The Holy Spirit, the Messiah this day, the Messiah that's making the Word be vindicated of His promise. Now, I want each one of you, as you lay your hands on each other, if you're believers. Now, if you don't pray for yourself, you pray for that person, and they're going to be praying for you. Now, the same Word that promised this in the last days promised also, and remember, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The healing coming back is the voice that the sign has been recognized. They lay hands on the sick as a sign. The voice is a hallelujah, the Lord's healed me. Now, if these signs accompany a voice, that sign, if you are a believer, it will accompany, the voice will accompany the sign. If I give you this sign that I've told you comes from God and God promised it in this day, it's been so thoroughly laid out there's not nothing but an infidel could keep from believing it. See? Then God turned around and confirmed it to make it so. Now He's here. Now each one in the way you pray at your own church, if it's to yourself, loud, whatever it is, you pray for the person you got your hands on because they're praying for you. And now look up and in the presence of the Messiah, the Christ, the resurrected one, still alive after 2,000 years. How can we be so numb in the spirit? That ought to set this nation on fire. That ought to make Beaumont repent in sackcloth and ashes. But will it do it? No. But you who are looking for Him and believe that He would do it and keep His word, it's to you now the promise is given. Put your hands on somebody and pray while I pray for you from here. Lord Jesus, enough has been said. Enough has been done. The Word that has been promised has been made manifested. The Messiah, the Christ of God, is in divine presence. We feel Him. We see Him. We know that He promised this in the last days as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. Then we know, we see the fire in the skies, the atomic bombs. We see the worm-eaten nations, nations of breaking. We see that Israel's in the homeland. Every sign that could be promised has been fulfilled. The next thing is the promised Son coming. Oh, eternal God, in the presence of Jesus Christ, the great Holy Spirit that's here now, confirming that He's here, hear the prayer of these people. Hear these Christians. That when I leave, they won't say Brother Branham did this. Somebody else they didn't know laid hands on them and they were healed. But you promised that the forest had a sign to it. And may they be healed as I commit them to you. In Jesus' name.